talking tonight with Nick Turner from Hawkwind about various things, whatever we'll talk about.
Whatever comes into your head.
Right.
Or out, or in, or sideways.
Hawkwind have just released a new album called Hall of the Mountain Grill, and it's quite a different sound for Hawkwind.
Yeah, I think it's musical. That's what they're saying about it.
Yeah. And one of the reasons is the new member.
Yeah, he's a violinist. He's a very, very fine musician. He used to play with High Tide and Third Ear Band.
Uh-huh. Both bands which most of our listeners are familiar with.
Mm. Huh?
Most of our listeners are familiar with those bands.
Oh, yeah?
We've played...
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, they're nice bands.
His
name is Simon House, actually. I shouldn't forget that.
How did you come about to find him?
Well, we used to be with the same agency that were handling High Tide, and we used to jam with them quite a lot, and we used to go on gigs with them quite a lot, and we all used to be broke together and stoned, and you know, it was sort of a hard time at the time, and we were all good mates. And when our synthesizer player was leaving to live in Canada, we needed somebody to, not actually to take his place, but to fill the space that was left by not having a synthesizer player. And we immediately thought of Simon because he wasn't doing anything at the time. And he was a multi-instrumentalist as well because he plays violin and keyboards and synthesizer and guitar. So, you know, it seemed quite a natural thing to do and a good idea anyway because we all liked him.
Uh-huh. And he's done quite a bit for the sound.
I think so, yeah. Well, since he's been with the band, we've got a Mellotron.
Uh-huh.
And
using that live?
Yeah. An electric piano, which we're also using live. And violin, which he's using live. And a keyboard synthesizer, which we didn't have before.
Uh-huh.
Well, we had a keyboard of sorts, but not a specifically keyboard one. And also the same type of synthesizer sort of setup as we had before as well. So overall it's sort of quite, another sort of, not a dimension exactly, but quite an addition anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you've expanded a bit yourself,
yeah,
playing
tried
oboe
to.
Now.
Tried to, yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to learn to play the oboe. It's quite a difficult instrument to play. Requires lots of practice and lots of more wind than I'm used to projecting. And I tried to play it when we were in the States before, but couldn't hear it enough in order to play it in tune. So I abandoned it. And I've just been playing it and practicing it quite a lot on the beach. And just on this last album, which we have to put it in one number. Hello. Yeah. I'm going to split in about 10 minutes. Yeah, it's got your things. Okay. Bye-bye. Sorry about that. Yeah. What were you saying?
We were talking about your oboe plan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't really want to say much about it.
Still perfecting it.
Yeah, well, still attempting to figure out how to operate it.
Uh-huh. The lyrical content of Hall of the Mountain Grill differs somewhat from the space thing. Notice sociological things there about politics and stuff.
Yeah, it's not so totally sort of ambiguously space-oriented,
mm-hmm.
as it were. I mean, it's more, perhaps it makes more direct references to things because we needed a change. And space is I really like the space theme that we were into before, but
uh-huh.
The ambiguity of it always a bit of a bind in some ways because you can't really say anything,
right?
Not in any sort of concrete terms, you know. I mean, you sort of allude to things,
mm-hmm.
and allow people to interpret things as they will. I mean, but which we're still doing anyway, but. I don't know, I suppose you run out of ambiguities.
Mm-hmm. There's a line in the tune Lost Johnny about Simon looking so evil. Does that refer to Simon in the band?
That I don't know, actually. I don't recall the words to Lost Johnny. I mean, I've heard them, but I can't recall the allusion to Simon. Although I haven't read the words, you see. Uh-huh. I just heard them being sung when they were recorded.
Who's doing the writing, lyrics?
Well, that particular song was written by Mick Farren, uh-huh. who's a famous underground writer in England, uh-huh. you might have heard of. I don't know, he's written a couple of books. One is called Watch Out Kids. It's about the English underground. And because he used to be editor of a magazine in England, or a paper called International Times. Mm-hmm. Did you hear of that?
Familiar with that, yes. Yeah.
And since he's sort of disassociated himself with International Times, he's been writing books, one of which is Watch Out Kids, and another one is, I can't remember what it's called. No. It's a science fiction thing anyway. But he wrote that song in collaboration with Lemmy, uh-huh. our bass guitarist. The other things in that particular album were Simon House wrote, I think he wrote a couple of numbers, or a number mm-hmm. and a half or something like that.
I think he wrote Hall of the Mountain Grill.
Yeah, he wrote that. But he was very influential in a lot of other numbers. And Del, who was split from the band, wrote another number as well. Uh-huh. I think it's the last, I can't remember what it's called actually. Is it called Wild African Piano or something like that? That's what it was supposed to have been called uh-huh. originally.
But speaking of which, there's a lot of, there's some kalimba on the new album.
Yeah, that's the one actually, that's the uh-huh. number. Del called it Wild African Piano.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
There's a lot of little things that have been added.
Yeah, I think so. There's sort of lots of little, I don't know, different things probably from, I think we were getting bored with what we were doing before. Getting into the rut previously of being on the road, doing a tour, then uh-huh. recording the whole tour, which is what we did before. And then being expected to play that thing uh-huh. afterwards as well.
Two of the tracks on the album were recorded live.
Hmm. Oh, this last one, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but I'm talking about the previous one, you know. We got into the thing of doing this tour, and then we recorded the tour.
Uh-huh.
And then we were expected to play it afterwards as well, which got a bit boring, so that we sort of decided to make a studio album. Really. Uh-huh. So make an album in the studio, then play it afterwards.
Yeah. So you're including most of that material in your live repertoire?
Yeah. Most of the new material and very little of the old material.
Because
uh-huh. we just, I don't know, I think in coming to the States one gets the feeling that one can get away with anything, you know. We could probably play our first album note for note and uh-huh. still, you know, go down very well or something like that. But we get bored with that thing, and so we're sort of, I don't know, perhaps people won't like us because we're playing a lot of new material.
How's the reaction to it been so far?
Well, we only played one gig, which was in Detroit last uh-huh. night, and it was really good. Here I was quite surprised. Excuse me. Hello. Yeah, hold on, Lem. It's Lemmy for you, Stuart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
And it was a really good reaction, actually, but in spite of the fact that I thought we were playing with some really good bands, you know, and they were mm-hmm. going down extremely well. And I thought that they were very fine. There's one called Kansas who are playing with us tonight.
Right.
Who I thought were very good.
I can try, yeah. What is it?
Another one from Canada called Rush. You tell me they're from Canada.
Right.
They were really good as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe it was a really good audience anyway. You know, I think it probably was. I was sitting in the audience quite a lot of the time. And
yeah, is it wrapped up?
I had a really nice time.
Uh-huh.
And I was surprised in view of what I thought about the other bands that were playing there, because I thought they were really very fine musicians and they're doing some very clever things. But probably I tend to look at other bands in a different way. But I was very pleased with the way that we were received as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really a nice concert.
You'll be back in the area a couple more times yet.
Hmm?
You'll be back in this area a couple more times.
We will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're playing down in
Aurora.
Right. Aurora?
Yeah. Hammond and Aurora. Yeah.
Where in Aurora?
Where's Aurora?
That's out west.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
down also there. Milwaukee.
Oh, that's right, Milwaukee, yeah. We played in Milwaukee before when we were here
in
last
Madison.
Time.
We played in Madison.
Milwaukee, I burnt my hand.
Right, I remember that.
Fire eating.
You were playing last time with bandages on your hand.
Yeah. Yeah, that that's right. I had quite a funny experience, I thought it was. That was really quite a guess.
So there are listeners to our program now out in Indiana and Milwaukee who still have a chance to see you.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. Well, I will have a chance to see them, which is even nicer.
Right. Thanks for talking to us.
Oh, well, thank you for giving me tape time.
Would you like to do an ID for us?
An ID? What's an ID?
Identify the station. You know, you could say, this is Nick Turner from Hawkwind, and you're tuned.
Yeah, I'd like to identify Triad. Certainly. This is Nick Turner from Hawkwind, and you're tuned to Triad Radio, which is my favorite radio station in the United States. Thank you, and good night.